Perek Daled Mishnah Beis, the fourth chapter, the second Mishnah, continues to deal with the Zia of Hesed, which deals with the Zav's leaning and causing something to fall. And the question is, of course, if it causes it to fall because it was rickety and therefore something was placed on top of it, like a kli, a vessel, food, it would be as if the Zav himself is retouching it and therefore causing it to become metame, as opposed to if it was something unsturdy and was just the vibration that caused the item to fall, then it would not render, the Zav would not render the item to be tame, but it would still remain at status of tahor. So our Mishnah says, Hikish al Hamarish, if a person who is a Zav knocked against a very strong and sturdy beam, or al-hamaldim, or if it was a type of a rafter frame, again, these things are totally secured in the ground, or like a door frame, for example, would also be part of this. Al-hatsinur, a water spout, again, it's connected, it's sturdy, and affixed to the wall. Or if it was secured, or if it was secured not necessarily with nails, but it was secured with ropes. Again, the idea here is that it is secured. Al-Hatanur, a stove, Val-Hayam, or a mill container. Again, this is something which was placed underneath a mill to collect the flour during the grinding, a very large and sturdy item. Val ha'itzar rubal, or a jack, which is the wooden support of this handmill. Val chamor shel rechaim shel yad, or if it was this, a very large, again, something that was used part of this millstone, this lower part of the millstone, again, something which was quite sturdy. Val sa'ashel rechaim shel zesim, or this last item, which was a very large measure of an olive grinder where oil would flow into and then be measured. All of these things, Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Al Koras HaBalanim, and Rabbi Yossi adds to this list one additional item, which is the bath keeper's beam, which the bath keeper would sit on. All of these items, if a Zav were to knock against them, and let's say you had a truma, a loaf of truma on top, and it fell down, the truma would be tahor. Why? Again, going back to our principle, all these items are fixed and sturdy, and therefore the loaf of bread did not fall because of the zav's hesed, because it wasn't moved. These items were not moved. It was the vibrations that caused the loaf of bread to fall, and therefore the item of truma, the loaf of truma, would still be considered tahor. We do not hold like Rabbi Yossi, who tries to add also this bath keeper's beam, this koras habalanim, that is not part of this list. Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. The next Mishnah, continuing with the theme that we've been discussing in Perek Daled, Perek Gimel, the third Mishnah in the fourth chapter, Azavim. Hikish al hadalas, if this zav were to lean and knock into a door, al ha'neger, or a door bolt, like a door lock, val ha'man'ul, this type of lock, val ha'mashot, this, again, this mill hopper, which grain passes in a mill. Again, these were not very sturdy, they're almost movable ones that would collect the parts of the flour from the mill. Al ha'kelas, that's this. So that is this mill frame. It was, sorry, I apologize. The mashot is part of actually a boat, the oar of a boat. The keles is actually this mill frame, which was placed on the ground. A grain would pass through it, and again, it was very movable. Vel ilon shekochora, or a tree that was very slender. It was quite weak. Either the tree was weak or the branch was weak. the branch was weak in terms of him. The tree might have been very sturdy, but this particular branch that they were on was quite weak. Or this Egyptian ladder, which was not secured, let's say, to the wall with a nail. Al-Hakavesh, or a bridge, or let's say a type of platform. Al-Hakora, this beam or this door, which was not held firmly by clay, just lying there. Valhadelas, again, this door, which was also not fixed in a very secure manner. Bismanch inosin batit tmein. So again, these items which were not, these door frames which were not fixed with securely with clay, they're not held firm with clay. All these things that we just listed, if a zav knocked into them and truma was resting upon them and the truma fell to the ground, the truma would become tame because of hesed, because literally it was almost as if the zav himself was pushing it over. Therefore, it would be tame because these items were not fixed. It was not the vibration, but it was rather the zav's actual knocking into these items that caused it, the truma, to fall, and therefore it would render it impure. Mishnah finishes off, Al-Hashida, if the zav knocked into, let's say, a chest, a teva, box, a migdal, these type of cupboards, tameim. Also, there would be tame as well for the similar idea to we mentioned before, that it was the zav's hesed that caused this item to fall, rendering it impure, tame. And finally, Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon mitahrim be'elu. Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon, however, in the case of these last few items, the Shida, the Teva, and the Migdal, Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon actually would say if the Truma was resting on them and it fell because of the Zav knocking into it, the item would actually still be pure. And they argue because these items are a little bit larger, they're a little bit heavier, and they are not swayed by the Zav's knocking and by the Zav's banging into it. The Machlokas here might be that Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon are arguing that since these items are quite big, a Zav who's knocking into it is actually not causing them to move. And therefore, since they're not causing them to move, it would not render the item Tameh through Heseth. It could be Chachamim Tanakama, they're arguing, no, it doesn't matter if the item isn't large enough to move, as long as the item's not like kind of fixed in the ground. And therefore, by knocking into it, even though it's not causing it to move, nonetheless, it's since it's small, not that fixed to the ground, perhaps that's the reason why Chachamim say there's still Tuma that can be transmitted, as opposed to Rabbi Nechem Rabbi Shimon, who say, no, you have to actually move the item. The Zav needs to move the item to render it impure, and these items were not moved, and therefore they are Tahor, whereas Chachamim actually say, since these are relatively small items, and they're not affixed to the ground, they might be a chest or a box, or let's say a cupboard, but they're not fixed to the ground, and therefore it wasn't the vibration that really caused it, but it's actually the banging into, almost as more of a direct manner, therefore rendering the truma that was upon them to be tameh. That's a machlokas that is going on here between Chachamim, the Tanakama, Rabbi Nechemya, and Rabbi Shimon, and that is the end of this Mishnah.